pleased to be joined on the line right now by Keith Fawcett. He's a hockey player from Grimshaw, currently playing with the Regina Pats of the Western Hockey League. Yes, first of all, Keith, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, it's just a few weeks ago that we saw a pretty big trade go down to the Western Hockey League. That's you get sent from the Calgary Hitmen to the Regina Pats. I know it's been a few weeks since that deal with them, but what was kind of your sort of reaction to that when it happened?
I was pretty shocked. I was surprised, but I could kind of see it coming. But, I was excited for the change and a fresh start. So I was pretty excited, pumped.
Now, Regina is a team that's in a bit of a rebuilding mode right now. How have you been able to sort of adjust to kind of the new situation that you got there?
Calgary went through the same thing last year, so it's not new to me. I think just the guys need to come together and the group needs to get close first, and then we'll start heading in the right direction.
Now, you're now in your second full season in the Western Hockey League. What are kind of been some of the areas of your game that you're trying to improve this year?
Well, this year I'd say more so like with the change, because Calgary changed coaching and then change of team. It's been more of a mental game I've been trying to work on more so, but I've just been trying to work on playing more physical and just playing with a bit more confidence and skill. And the mental side of it, too.
Now, I know you had been listed on the NHL Central Scouting in some of their lists of prospects going into the draft last year. Even though you were taken, did you still get to some interest from teams? Like, were there any discussions that you had with maybe scouts, general managers, anything along those lines?
Yeah, I did a few questionnaires, and I had one in-person meeting with Florida. But other than that, it was just questionnaires.
Now, one big thing we've had in junior hockey recently is the rule change that happened in the NCAA, where players in major junior hockey can now eligible to go to colleges down there. And we've seen a few guys around the major junior that have announced commitments already for next season. What do you think of that rule change? Think that kind of helps sort of providing more options for players to help further their careers?
Yeah, definitely. I think that it'll make our league more competitive with the best of the best, and that opens up a path for guys to pursue after junior.
Now, as we mentioned at the top here, you are originally from Grimshaw. Growing up in the community there, what were some of the big sort of hockey influences? You know, maybe a coach or a parent or something like that really helped your career when you were young?
Oh, well, my dad played when I was younger, so I spent quite a bit of time at the arena. And then I think just fell in love with the game and then seeing my cousin play and going to play AA and then AAA in Grand Prairie kind of just made me want to pursue it and go far with it. And that was kind of where it all started.
And we know sometimes hockey players can be a little bit of creatures of habit, especially when getting ready for games. So what about with you? What's kind of sort of your pre-game routine look like?
I don't actually really have one. I kind of just go with the flow. Don't try to put any extra pressure or anything. Just go with what comes natural.
That definitely sounds like you're pretty flexible in that regards. Keith Fawcett from Grimshaw, plays with the Regina Pats of the Western Hockey League. Thanks for joining us here today.